Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. Well, I got a little something to tell you. As you notice, the title of the thing is Politics, Reality, and Intel. To cover politics, I have three magazines and some ad lib, meaning I add things to it. Reality is a combination of what is going on and the intel that goes with it. I'll expand the intel as we go. But first, I wanted to come up with something I think is funny. And National Review has a tendency to get really comical. And they got a section in there called The Week. And they have the first one is usually the one that's the joke of some sort or another. And there'd be a whole bunch of people like this and a whole bunch of people don't like it, and I don't really give a damn. Okay. Here's what it says. A Vermont school is replacing man and woman with person who produces sperm and person who produces eggs. It is also replacing teacher with person who produces confusion. You take that one to the bank. Tucker Carlson, he keeps saying he got fired, and from what I understand, he quit. He told him, fine, and he walked out. Now, what's true on that, I don't know because I haven't asked the man, but I will get to where I can eventually. They paid Fox News paid $787 million to settle a defamation lawsuit. And from what I understand, it got to the point where the legal department said, no, we don't want to screw with that. And the question was, why not? And they told him it would go for broke if they took it to court. And that was their legal department's assumption. Then you got little things in the news. Now, I'm covering these magazines first because there's some nice intel at the end, stuff you need to know about. Decline of 89-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein has been obvious for several years now. You mean like Biden? Since then, we've had many troubling reports of Feinstein not recognizing colleagues she's known for a long time. Uh-huh. Gee, man, I ain't even sure where I'm at. Now that her incapacity is interfering with Democrats' ability to confirm controversial judicial nominees, they are admitting the problem. And she missed 79% of Senate votes. And without her, the Judiciary Committee splits 9-9. It is not the job of the Senate Republicans, or anybody else for that matter, to save Senate Democrats from their own mistakes. Uh-huh. Then we get another one. The House voted to pass the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, a GOP-led bill, which states that for purposes of determining compliance with Title IX in athletics, sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. In other words, you don't get to make a decision that you're going to change it. The reality of sex differences is now a partisan issue. Then you had this nutcase. Alyssa Heinerschild, vice president of marketing for Bud Light, thought she'd get in on the action helping to evolve Bud Light's marketing strategy to make it more inclusive. And the next little thing is only two words. That backfired. They can't give the stuff away. People are blowing it up. And in other ways, showing their displeasure with the idea that the customers don't have a choice about participating in that crap. So both Hearst, Heinerschild and her boss, Daniel Blake, have been placed on leave, and the stock is still going down. Now, that's something that Anheuser-Busch didn't reckon on, or they wouldn't have allowed it to happen. And, yes, they know what's going on. They knew it was coming, and yet they didn't expect that kind of a drop. But anyway, New York Times reported that the Biden administration has ignored and downplayed many signs that thousands of migrant children are being widely exploited, working overnight in slaughterhouses, replacing roofs, operating machinery in factories, all in violation of child labor laws. Now, the law apparently doesn't mean much. It doesn't matter who says so. EPA announced new emission requirements at the aim of ensuring that 67% of new cars sold in the U.S. have no tailpipe emissions by 2032. Well, carmakers will now be left to figure out how to comply if they can. Legislators, meanwhile, are being sidelined from the decision, and car customers shut out entirely. They should prepare to start shopping for clunkers. The people ain't going to go along with that. I don't much care who says so, but you get going along. Most populous metropolitan areas in the country, housing that is prohibitively expensive for many, starting May 1. They're going to make it worse now. It's already pretty pricey. Starting May 1, those with good scores will pay a little more for their mortgages. Woo! With the proceeds used to reduce the interest rates of the less qualified. Uh-huh. That don't sound like fair and equitable to me. But what they say is income and wealth are and should be limiting factors in lending. Well, what are they doing by this? They're trying to take care of the banks. And I mean take them out, do away with them. Remember the digital currency, they can turn it on or off or whatever as they please. Well, that's what they're trying to work towards. And it doesn't have squat to do with income and wealth. It's not a thing. Anyway, on April 13th, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and he makes the news a lot, signed the Heartbeat Protection Act, which outlaws abortions after 6 weeks pregnancy with exceptions, you know, and to go from there. Civic order is not in order anymore. but the person, people that are arguing this are the ones that want to create a small communist country in their state and then spread that to everybody else. Don't try that up here. Did not condone the violence. It was far more important not to demonize youths who lacked opportunities to gather in their home neighborhoods. Horse shit. The insanity of the response speaks for itself. And I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to cover several things, but just lightly. Administrative agencies pass rules like a legislature, institute enforcement of those rules like an executive, and hear the case before their own in-house courts like a judiciary. And that's wrong. I don't care what kind of fun and games you're looking at, but the Supreme Court in Axon Enterprises versus FTC unanimously agreed that this was too much, permitting direct challenges in federal district court to the constitutionality of an agency's adjudication system. Yeah. Well, they changed enough of it so that at least those harmed by the administrative state can now have their day in court. The campaign to use ethics charges to delegitimize Justice Clarence Thomas continues. They're not after Thomas. They're after the whole friggin' court. bear that in mind. They want to do away with it. The FBI arrested Jack Teixeira for the release of classified national security documents. That's the 21-year-old dink that decided he wanted to show he had some inside info. And here, try this. Department of Justice announced the arrest of two people involved with the Chinese government police station that had operated Manhattan before the FBI began investigating it. They should do a check, comprehensive check, and make sure, and I mean make damn sure, that they don't have a whole bunch of those around. You got to remember, this was in Manhattan. That's like New York City area. What about the West Coast? I don't think Gavin Newsom would object. Oh, no. May 3rd will be an especially solemn World Press Freedom Day. Russia continues to jail Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. I'm not good at pronouncing certain things, Russian being one of them, on trumped up charges of spying. Jimmy Lai is still in prison in Hong Kong because, as a publisher and citizen, he stood steadfast for press freedom, democracy, and religious freedom. Ooh. So, remember I told you, and I warned you about this, so probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, that eventually they'd get around to making things like protests illegal and putting you in prison for it. Very interesting. The struggle between the desire of people around the world for truth and the desire of repressive regimes to keep it from them appears to be unending. The American embassy in Khartoum, Sudan, was hastily evacuated as fighting broke out between regular Sudanese army and a militia called the Rapid Support Forces. That's a civil war, and everybody, all kind of countries all around have decided to leave. Let them fight it out. When you get done blowing everybody up, let us know, and we'll think about coming back. But first, we're going to take a look around, check the sniff for the air, you know, all that. We have had a heavy drawdown on our arsenal, and Congress should restock it. Yeah, really? Yeah. Why is the question? Then, if you want to take it a step further, You can take a look at what we're doing and why. Hey, might get into something interesting. A valuable correspondent of The Guardian filed a report with Tbilisi, Georgia. Its headline was "Gaunt and Ghostly: Georgia's Jailed Ex-President Nears Death in a Hospital." Its subheading read, Mikhail Saakashvili warned of Putin's ambitions 15 years ago. See, everybody knows about this stuff ahead of time. That's what I've been trying to tell you. That includes all your mass shootings and the fun and games that go along with it. They say something to somebody somewhere, and those people should have the intelligence to come off with a common sense answer. Germany stepped on her own plug and shut down its three remaining nuclear power plants. That's intelligent when you got that kind of fun and games going on with energy and whatnot. And then SpaceX tested the largest rocket ever built. It exploded after about 4 minutes in the air. Musk says they're going back to the drawing board. Let's see whether or not the next one flies. So, you know, John Birch Society, ooh, disputed the nearly universal belief that William F. Buckley, Jr. disassociated mainstream conservatism from the conspiracy theorizing of that categorization. Well, that's not the way it worked. And anybody that knows any history at all knows this. Oh, boy. The Battle of Florida. Ooh, it's politics. That's what we're covering first, by the way. despite these objections, 11 Florida congressmen at latest count have endorsed Trump. I think DeSantis has got a problem. I really do. The no, maybe, and yes of Ron DeSantis. I read this article, and there's not much in it. Life in the second tier, the long odds against a long-shot Republican nominee. Well, DeSantis, problem number two is Trump. Oh, they got a list. There's six of them on here. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, and Chris Sununu. The people that can maybe do something with this, There's a lot of fun and games going on that people don't hear about. And this is the reason I read these articles. It ain't for your benefit all that much, other than you probably haven't heard it all. They got a good article about George Orwell. And then they try to say that living dangerously is why our lifespans are getting shorter. Horse hockey. Israel at 75. Jewish state faces myriad challenges. And they've got one of the biggest ones is buying ammunition instead of food for the people. Hello? You got anybody over there that leads? Ooh, chosen decline. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's not that much going on in terms of what has taken place and is going on. A lot of it is behind the scenes. And what you have to understand is that the behind the scenes, by that, I mean, they keep it definitely under wraps. The violence of the feelings of crowds is increased by the absence of all sense of responsibility. That sounds like the Internet, noted the great observer of masses, Gustave Le Bon. An absence of responsibility is propelled by anonymity. There goes the Internet again. And the safety of numbers. Ooh, there's a big old crowd following. And virtually every incentive in our political debate is now perverted. Now, I want you to really understand that. This is from National Review's May 15th. So, you know, you're gonna have to get your head around some of this stuff, because the reality of these things is right there. Here's the other fun: it can cost you your job and maybe your career. However, it is just a game. I don't think so, but that's, you know, that was pretty quick for a magazine. 20 minutes. Now, I get a thing. I support a group called the Judicial Watch. And because I support them, they send me a thing called The Verdict. It's a news publication from Judicial Watch. And they have gotten a whole load of lawsuits and whatever's going on. Now, I'm going to read the subtitle of about five or six of them. That's all there is in there. Los Angeles County removes 1.2 million ineligible voters from the rolls. Who did that? Judicial Watch. Representative Comer wants inquiry into bizarre Secret Service Hunter Biden dynamic. Yeah, I want to know what's going on, too. new emails raise questions. The Secret Service protected Biden family in Hunter gun probe. They did. They recently got the documentation that goes along with that. Judicial Watch sues DOD for records on Biden's use of Marines as props at controversial campaign speech. Uh-huh. They're not cutting anybody no slack. FBI whistleblower raises fresh concerns about bank record mining. Undercover agents in January 6th probe. They're doing this. I'm supposed to have access, you know. And if somebody really is sticky and really is got their head together, they're going to realize that they're doing this illegally. They haven't used a warrant yet. Think about that very carefully. That means that everything's open. Here's the last one. Judicial Watch sues HHS for records on pressuring big tech to censor COVID misinformation. Yeah, you know, you're getting kicked off of Facebook or whatever because some dummy, these people get me. Very simply, when the stuff's accurate, when you get your information from the agencies correct, you have to understand these people don't care. That's what you have to understand. These people don't care. A lot of people quit being online simply so that they don't have to put up that crap. Now, we're talking here about people going bankrupt. And this is the week, and you can get back copies of these if you want the script. Sometimes going bankrupt can look like an awfully profitable line of work. This week, Bed Bath & Beyond, you heard about all us. After you get all that under your belt and you're not regurgitating lunch, think about this one, which brings us to the debt ceiling. Each year, a predictable band of hustlers in the House GOP, that's everybody, not just the GOP, this is Mark Gimion. Apparently he needs to learn some things. It ain't just the GOP. It's also Democrats. beats the same populist drum about the debt ceiling. Democrats have played the debt ceiling game too, but they say the GOP is responsible, that they're guilty. Before we get to this part, in 2019, for instance, they also held it hostage to budget negotiations. And Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, resorted to the same sleights of hand to keep the government going that the Biden administration is turning to now. Bait, switch, moving around, shuffle. Republicans hold more cards in this because more of them can convincingly claim they don't care if the U.S. defaults on its debt. Now, that is, first of all, a blatant lie. because if it if the U.S. defaults, they don't get a paycheck. Everybody is looking at that and saying, "Oh no, no! Keep your skinners out of my lunch money." You think I'm about Bob you? Well, the U.S. defaults on its debts, then the caucus of kooks, it's all the better. Just another excuse to claim the government doesn't work and we should liquidate the whole thing. No, we ought to liquidate a lot of the people in it. They're the ones that are worthless. Ukraine is still staging their counteroffensive, by the way. And I ain't even going to bother fooling with that. Abbott faces backlash after Texas mass shooting. After a four-day manhunt, police this week captured a man suspected of killing a neighboring family who had simply asked him to stop shooting off his rifle late at night. I'd ask the dingle bat if it was my neighbor doing that shit. You know, hey, I don't know what your problem is and don't much care. Cut the shit. And that's all there would be said. The next thing would be gunfire from my side to theirs. Ooh, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, responded to the crime by referring to the victims in a tweet as illegal immigrants. And, oh, you can't say that. Nobody's illegal. Well, bullshit. Democratic Party used the execution-style murder of five innocent souls to fearmonger about migrants. Really? Well, they don't even bother taking their temperature when they come into this country. What makes you think that they're asking about any of that? They're not. Garcia City called police five times during the 10 minutes the man was killing his family. What the hell's wrong with the police? If this is the case, it sounds to me, according to what's written here, that just like a certain school where they waited 2 or 3 hours, they ought to all go. Go flip burgers or something somewhere. You're not doing the job the way it needs to be done, so hit the road. Republicans have long relied on a toxic combination of racism and fear to motivate their base. In fact, the party actually benefits from the terror that mass shootings sow. Ooh, conjuring up the specter of illegal immigrants, Abbott is selling a story about dark-skinned foreigners who are somehow bringing violence to our shores. In this particular case, you're damn straight. The real problem is racial diversity, not guns. Oh, that'd be interesting. It is only in a land saturated with military-style weaponry that a garden variety neighborhood dispute can end in carnage. No. Well, there is a problem with this article, and we used to have such laws that would keep things under control. For example, from 1994 to 2004, when assault-style rifles were banned, and huge majorities of Americans want those restrictions restored. How much more needless killing must we endure? Well, how about we start chopping their fingers off? They pull the trigger with a finger? Fine, cut it off. Tell them don't do that anymore, or we'll take another finger. If they get funky about it, cut their hand off. They used to do that to people who would steal bread. Think about it. At any rate, the assault rifle ban didn't work. GOP debt ceiling demands threatened June default. GOP? No. The GOP put together a pretty comprehensive bill, which I read so that I'm not speaking in the dark. I say Biden debt ceiling demands threatened June default. House Republicans are threatening to force the U.S. into default if Biden doesn't agree to a list of spending cuts and policy concessions. And they are reasonable, just like your assault rifle ban. The administration insists on a clean increase untethered to the GOP's demands. In other words, you can't say you're going to cut this or do that for any reason. Well, guess what? You guys ain't in charge. And the ball, it's like a football field. The GOP just tossed the ball into Biden's court. It's up to him not to have a default. Very simple. It's not complicated. McCarthy has blown up Biden's entire operating assumption. Ooh. Democrats thought the speaker was too weak to unite the narrow, fractious GOP House majority behind any debt ceiling bill. Well, he wasn't, and now the pressure's on Biden. Ball is in your court, bozo. Oh, man. Anyway, we'll see what happens. We've got a couple of weeks to figure it out. Supreme Court, is it time for a real ethics code? No, they got one. An Oklahoma woman with a life-threatening pregnancy complication says hospital staff advised her to sit in the parking lot until she was close to death. I don't know what kind of asinine people those are, but do you realize that you're liable? Oh, one of them said, we just got to wait until the condition gets deadly. We cannot touch you unless you are crashing in front of us. Well, lady, I tell you what, there's a lot of lawyers who like to make a name for themselves, and that's one way to do it. The stipulation is very simple. Provide the care, whatever kind of care it is, that it takes to fix the problem. And that's just how it is. And if they want to honor their Hippocratic oath, turn your friggin' medical license in and go flip burgers or something. A Vermont elementary school has removed the words male and female from its fifth grade reproductive biology class. Principal Sarah Jablonski told parents the school's equity policy required lessons to say person who produces sperm in place of male or boy and person who produces eggs instead of female or girl. Bull. If you want to hear the word bull said correctly, go get the movie Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and watch it. They do a marvelous job with things in there. a bad week for Tucker Carlson. After a newly revealed text message from the Dominion lawsuit revealed that he thought when he saw a video of three Trump supporters ganging up on an opponent on January 6th, it's not how white men fight. Carlson texted. Now, think about it. Three-on-one is a certain kind of fun. Yeah, I know. It's racist and it's tough. Digit, a warehouse robot on display at a trade show in Chicago, collapsed after a mere 20 hours of nonstop shelf stacking. Poor thing. Whoever they is. After former President Donald Trump told Fox News that while other presidents, including the assassinated Abraham Lincoln, were treated unfairly during their presidencies, they say that Trump was treated worst of all, which is true. justices to hear case on regulatory power. The Supreme Court agreed this week to consider a 1984 precedent that gives broad authority to federal agencies to interpret regulatory laws. No, it doesn't. And so the landmark precedent, Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council, established a judicial policy of deferring to a federal agency's interpretation of ambiguous statutes. Several members of the Supreme Court conservative majority have criticized this Chevron deference principle, and well, they should. A challenge to a federal rule requiring the fishing industry to pay onboard monitors who oversee compliance with fishing rules.
You can't be mean to the fish.
The Biden administration had urged the court to reject the case, saying the Chevron deference respects the expertise agencies can bring to bear. No, more like bias. L.A., writer's strike. Thousands of Hollywood TV writers and screenwriters went on strike this week, arguing that they're struggling to make a living despite the explosion of streaming platforms. Yeah, that's where they're not getting paid. Regulations on generating scripts using artificial intelligence. That's what they want. And it goes on and on. Texas, border backup. Biden administration is sending 1,500 active-duty troops to the U.S.-Mexican border ahead of an expected influx of migrants. Well, that's true. The only problem is that the Texas cities of El Paso, Laredo, and Brownsville already declared a state of emergency. Troops won't come in contact with migrants or have a law enforcement role. And here's the problem. They're actually, the idiot in the White House is pulling Border Patrol off the border. That came out today. two hospitals, Joplin, Missouri. Boy, oh boy. Duty of care. Two hospitals violated the law by refusing to provide an emergency abortion to a woman whose life was in jeopardy, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said this week, following a first-of-its-kind investigation. I would suggest that they put those people on leave and let the hospital figure out if they want to pay them. Told a farmer that her fetus would not survive. Oh, boy. But refused to terminate the pregnancy because a so-called fetal heartbeat was still detectable, even though farmer risked losing her uterus without an abortion. There is limits to what you guys can get away with, and that's over the top. Nebraska and South Carolina still legal. Lawmakers in South Carolina and Nebraska narrowly failed to pass near-total abortion bans this week. Oh, boy. Terrible. Women were incensed after anti-abortion advocates sent them plastic spines along with a message to grow a spine. they're just having all the fun you can imagine. New court, new rules. North Carolina Supreme Court's new conservative majority last week reversed an earlier ruling to clear the way for a highly partisan election map that will skew congressional races heavily in favor of Republicans. Oh, now, you got to remember, I'm reading from a leftist magazine, and that's probably where that comes from in terms of what it says. And it flipped the court from a 4-3 liberal 4-3 liberal majority to a 5-2 conservative majority. Tells North Carolina that the state constitution and the courts cannot protect their basic human right to self-governance and self-determination. Well, nobody has ever said the law is fair, but it gets worse. I'll cover that in the intel part of this. Tallahassee, open road. Florida's GOP-controlled legislature approved a law last week to let Republican Ron DeSantis run for president without resigning as governor. More power to you. If you ain't doing good enough to bother spending the money to register for the president's, so you know, why don't you just quit? Oh boy, Paris. Oh, it's under siege. They got protests. Violent clashes broke out across France this week. Hundreds of thousands of workers used the May Day holiday to protest the recent rise in retirement age from 62 to 64. Oh, protesters threw rocks and Molotov cocktails and lit vehicles on fire. At least 108 officers were injured. Oh, my goodness. And they arrested, they used water cannons, tear gas. They arrested 300 people. Many of the violent protesters were black bloc anarchists who use every protest as an excuse to attack police. Think about that very carefully. Oh, Havana, party canceled. Cuba canceled its traditional May Day parade this week because of the island's dire fuel shortage, the first time since the 1959 revolution that the communist government has failed to celebrate International Workers' Day. Oops. Lima, migrants in the desert. Peru sent 700 troops and police officers to its southern border with Chile this week to prevent undocumented migrants from crossing. Hundreds of people, mostly Venezuelans, are trying to leave Chile, which recently tightened immigration restrictions. This is going to get funky. Just wait. The Hague spreading his seed. That's court ruled that a sperm donor who fathered at least 550 children, man, that, in 16 years, cannot make any more donations. Very prolific individual, I'd say. School shooting. In Belgrade, Serbia, a seventh grader shot and killed 8 classmates, 7 girls and a boy, and a security guard this week at a school in an upscale neighborhood in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. 6 other students and a teacher were wounded, and it's very rare to hear something like that. Jerusalem, hunger striker dies. Palestinian activist Kader Adnan died this week after an 87-day hunger strike that had made him a symbol of resistance to Israel's preventative detention goals policy. I'm going to get into a whole bunch of things. The Sudan refugee exodus. The United Nations warned this week that the conflict in Sudan is threatening to turn into a full-blown catastrophe that would force 800,000 people to flee. Well, about half that many or more have already done so. Since the fighting began 3 weeks ago, more than 500 people have been killed and some 100,000 people have fled. That's their light on their statistics on that. Beijing. Citizen journalist free China this week released Fang Bin, one of several citizen journalists who disappeared 3 years ago after spreading early reports of the COVID pandemic. And there's going to be some fun on that. Wrestlers stayed sit-in. India's top female wrestlers camped out in front of the parliament this week. And we'll see where it goes. Suspected ISIS leader killed. Turkish forces had killed ISIS leader Abu Hussein al-Qureshi in a part of Syria controlled by Turkey-backed rebels. Australia this week announced a crackdown aimed at stamping out recreational vaping altogether. Hoo-wee. Miami Heat legend Dwayne Wade said last week that his family, which includes a trans daughter, has moved from Florida to California, partly because of the Sunshine State's anti-LGBTQ legislation. Oh, that's tough. That's terrible. And Prince William got $1.2 million. That ain't a bad day. What's the pill's origin? In 1970, French endocrinologist and biochemist Émile Bérault had an idea for an unpregnancy pill that could induce abortions. It took off like wildfire. And what you got to remember is that a lot of this stuff is not covered. Some of what I add to it is not in print. Bear that in mind. United Kingdom, we never used to have food banks. Other kinds of banks are doing business too. Food banks, virtually unknown in this country just a decade ago, suddenly everywhere. Handing out meals to British families whose children would otherwise go hungry. Mm-hmm. Well, how this is, did South Korea's leader give too much? I don't know. Mexico, a pantomime search for the disappeared. You want to get into something. Mexican authorities are tricking the mothers of disappeared by pretending to search for their children. Bodies, there's nothing ever found. The devices used are bogus. I mean, it just goes on and on. States that have adopted stand your ground laws have had a 55% higher gun homicide rate over the past 2 years than states that did not adopt them. Well, if I got some armed dude that says they're coming in the house when they ain't been invited and I don't know them, the gunfight will start, I guarantee, and I guarantee I won't lose. These laws remove the duty to try to retreat from a threat before using deadly force. Yeah, that's true. Why should I let somebody intimidate me with a gun? I won't. Viewership on Fox during a Tucker Carlson former 8 p.m. slot dropped last week by more than 50%. Well, you fired him, supposedly. Deal with it, Trump. Why Republicans are falling in line? They think that Trump is a leader that they can trust. As for Disney, give that millions of customers who might not care for Disney's woke turn. That is a brawl that both could lose. Ooh, want to bet? And we got a couple of things here that in the jokes, there's five jokes. One is in front of an official government building, and the sign says, for sale. DeSantis and Mickey are standing up there, and one of the people in the audience, how about a photo of you fighting the cartoon character? McCarthy's debt ceiling negotiations. Man sitting there with a chest bomb. Why won't Biden come to the table? Or how about this one? Courtroom. Lady Justice is on a stand. And did you scream when Trump assaulted you? Software. Apple keeps its walled garden. It's been able to stay in place so far. Danger of minor head injuries. Even a mild knock to the head can cause long-lasting brain damage. After 6 months, only about half the concussion patients had made a full recovery. Now, you get a concussion is a fairly serious wound or trauma. So, Rain Wilson. And he says, it's not cool to be religious, but he is. So, you know, and he's cool doing it. That's what's neat about it. Beguiled into believing that there is nothing this actress can't do. Well, don't bet on that. Oh, and they got a whole bunch of streaming things, television. They got recipes and a bunch of other gobbledygook in here. They want to try to get as many people as they can interested in their magazine so they'll subscribe. Well, they got one problem that I see that's glaring. There's two pages of it, and it's all about Colorado. And you know what you can do with Colorado? Keep it. banking. U.S. seizes, shuts down First Republic. U.S. regulators this week seized First Republic Bank and sold it to J.P. Morgan Chase. And the bigger ones get bigger and the little ones get littler. New York and California lost more than $90 billion in income during COVID as taxpayers moved to other states. That's according to the IRS. So, IBM hiring pause for jobs vulnerable to AI. Uh-huh. Then you got retail stores flee from downtown locations. Ah, boy. Shameful end of Bed Bath & Beyond. That thing's been losing money forever. Marketing. Ooh. Bud Light's ill-fated campaign. It wasn't Bud Light that did it. it was a dink that said that everybody that drank the stuff was just like it is. All the people who think they were betrayed by beer don't realize that the only thing driving Bud Light or any other consumer good available on a global scale is the remorseless logic of the shareholder value. And the shareholder value has gone down. Heavy. J.P. Morgan Chase, which uses voice ID for customer service security, turned out to be less observant. Its system recognized the bot as me and ultimately connected to a representative. Ooh. Can't trust your bank anymore either. Mm-hmm. Haunted by the death penalty. And they think that doing away with the death penalty is a good idea. I don't think it is. I think they ought to expand it. You know, kill more of the nasty mothers that are doing these things to us and our kids. Well, okay. The intel comes from the black files. And that's there's probably half a dozen segments of this. What it basically does is it deals with a thing that a lot of people are familiar with. The continuity of government is to be maintained no matter what. Think about that very carefully. I checked this with some people that I know that are in the intel business, and guess what? Not only is it very real, but they're waiting for some idiot to use it. Now, as far as surveillance, everybody knows about the cameras, but did you know about the drones that are flying overhead? Well, they added this publicly in 2009, maybe a little before. I can guarantee, and you can believe that this surveillance technology had been going on for 10 to 20 years before 2009. Then you have the other little problem. Everybody knows about Cheyenne Mountain and the fun and games that place is capable of. Well, has anybody heard of the Presidential Emergency Action Documents? If not, you might want to look it up. It's part of a black budget and black files that nobody mentions and will talk about for any reason in terms of the reality of them. And if you want to get to the real nitty-gritty of it, where the rubber meets the road kind of thing, if you have looked around, they started using cameras to put out traffic tickets, cite you. It doesn't matter whether you did it or not. It doesn't matter if it was you or not. And they do have to prove it, for one. Number two, all of the states, every one of them requires a live human officer to be present at that particular adjudication or proceeding where they say, you did it, and you got to pay a fine. They've had multiple incidences. The one that comes to mind is where they said that this one officer was there, and he signed off on this now. That boy was 20 miles away on the other side of town taking care of business. So there ain't no way he was there. So there ain't no way that that's valid. And guess what? The person who they decided to screw up and mess over just happened to be a heavy hitter, happened to be wealthy, and a lawyer, a pretty good one. He's going after them all of them. And we'll see how it comes out. But you got to understand that Argus, public in 2009, is surveillance tech where they take pictures of a complete area. It could be a complete town. Now, you figure 2009, and this is 23, so had, like I said, 10, 15 years previous, that's how long they've been testing this stuff out. And I'm sure somebody's seen the things on Skinwalker Ranch and all that sort of stuff. Well, there's a neat little bit of information in that Black Files documentary that everybody should see. I suggest you get in touch with the people that have got those things and ask them to please rerun it. And tell them to split it up a little bit. Staying up all night watching those things is a bit much. But the interesting part is that, as everybody knows, or whether or not you did know it, surveillance has done away with privacy. Whether you think you got some or not, you don't. Then you want to take it the next step further. The efforts of the types of technology being used, oh boy, somebody's got their hand up. This would be interesting. The uses of the types of technology were not just for surveillance, to watch you, even though they do. It's more than that. Oh, boy. Anyway, the ideology was to develop technology that they could use to control the populace. Now, a lot of people have heard about this, this, that, and the other thing in dealing with the cell phone towers and all that stuff. Guess what? Unless you fully and completely disable your cell phone, they can watch you, listen to you, tell where you're at, get your location on a whole bit. And this has been going on for years. So consequently, there's not much room left in terms of wiggle room anywhere for any reason. And, you know, it could be worse, and I think it might eventually get that way. I told everybody to think about getting in touch. Well, I had a person that sent an email or whatever, communication. Get in touch for what? What do we got to have? What do we got to do? 1,000,000,000 questions. Okay, well, here's how it is. If you want to know what I've got in mind and you want to know what this thing's all about, what you'll need to do is get in touch with me indirectly by way of the Internet or whatever. There's ways to do that. You can leave a message with Gail. Make sure that your email address is there so I can contact you, and we'll go from there. Until that time, you might want to put this show out and see where it lands. You might want to share it with people who really don't believe this shit anyway. Until then, do me the favor of going out and spreading it like free beer, better known as Get Her Done.